Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on June 12th, 2014. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For more information, visit their website at www.academyofforeignlanguages, that's all spelled out, academyofforeignlanguages.com, or call 310-975-4133. That's 310-975-4133. You can read all about our mini adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Or visit us on our website at thesouthbayshow.com. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am excellent, Joe. How are you?
I'm so great today. It's been quite a week. Lots of news, and also, of course, I'm excited about our guest today.
Our guest today. That's just you and I.
Okay. I don't know two people that I'm more I like more.
Well, yeah, we haven't done this in a while. We haven't done a Jackie and Joe show in a while. Or is it the Joe and Jackie show? And I always get confused.
It's Jackie and Joe. That sounds
Jackie
better.
Jackie and Joe. So. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Today we're just going to chat about some of the recent events that we've attended. And we're going to get into all the fun stuff happening this weekend.
Right. Okay.
And we have Father's Day this weekend as well.
Yeah, Father's Day. Boy, I just can't figure that one out.
Well, I've got a suggestion towards the end of the program. We'll get to that because we do, you know how we do things in day order.
Yeah.
Of course. But last weekend, I went to the unveiling of the Maestro Memorial down at Seaside Lagoon. Did you know about that?
Huge event, of course. I knew about it. I couldn't go, but what a huge event.
Well, I was there to represent. And it was a really lovely ceremony, and the statues are great.
Mm-hmm.
There's two life-size statues of Bob and Bill Maestro down there, and the mayor emceed the event, and that was short and sweet. You know, nice little crowd down there for that, and it coincided with the opening of the new Dive and Surf Body Glove International headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just up the street, on Barrel.
Right.
The old location, they redid that building there, and they had a ribbon cutting ceremony and nice facility, really nice facility. They've got a huge retail spot,
right?
Store, and they have a new dive pool, tank filling stations. They've got it's a really nice facility. It's kind of like the one-stop shop for all your, in and on the water needs.
Right.
Yeah. So if you haven't been by there, anybody that hasn't been by there, you got to go check it out. The new Dive and Surf. The address is 504 North Broadway in Redondo
mm-hmm.
Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The scope of having you know, having the Maestral brothers be honored here in our little town, Redondo, is amazing and wonderful. It really, I don't think the full impact really has hit us yet, that they're gone, that era has passed. And I have to say, though, I was in Hermosa recently at Silvio's Barbecue.
Yes.
What a wonderful place. We love the music. It was during, actually, it was during Memorial Day weekend. And they have a great mural on the wall in the alley there next to Silvia's of Bob Maestral. It's just amazingly cool. And
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right. Yeah. A picture of him when he's like 20.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome. And you know, it's great. I'd love to see more of that around the town, more of those kinds of images, because
when you think of the impact these two guys had,
right?
You know, as you mentioned, our small town,
right?
There were a lot of people from out of town at that unveiling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people came from all over the world,
mm-hmm.
because these two guys. Their impact on the diving and surf world is immeasurable. You know, by creating that wetsuit,
mm-hmm.
they enabled people to stay in the water as long as they want.
Mm-hmm.
Which you don't think about it. Prior to that, you couldn't do that. You know, or you couldn't surf in the winter.
Right.
You know, in places where it gets cold.
Unless you were crazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you'd get frostbite and die.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, the impact is huge.
Don Kanabi was there. I remember you were telling me that Don Kanabi was there, his deputy.
Yeah, I met him. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, his deputy, Steve
Napolitano.
Napolitano. And I just think people don't realize, you know, Don Kanabi is a supervisor, one of the five supervisors of Los Angeles County. The budget that they oversee is larger than 42 states.
Yeah.
So it's almost as if, and I think of it this way, always when I'm thinking of the supervisors, it's almost as if a governor came to pay tribute to the Maestral brothers.
Yeah.
And well, I don't know if it's almost. I think it's almost, I mean, exactly like that, because...
Yeah, no, everybody was there. There were representatives from all the beach cities. But as I said, there were surfers,
right.
and dive, you know, watermen from all over the world.
Right.
You know, they came to his memorial, they came to the memorials, they came to the unveiling. You know, it was great.
I remember you telling me that... when there was the original memorial at Seaside to commemorate Bob's passing, that one of the Cousteau grandsons was there. Jacques Cousteau's grandson or son, I'm not sure, was there. And, you know, there's no more iconic name in ocean, popular ocean sort of lore than Cousteau and Body Glove, Cousteau and Maestral, I think.
Yeah, yes, they worked together. They worked
yeah.
together for years on projects, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So anyway, so everybody needs to maybe take some time this weekend and go by and check out the statue. That statue, and there's some benches, and there's bricks with donor names.
Right there. At the Seaside Lagoon.
Right at the entry to the Seaside Lagoon, yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And then the following day... I attended the opening reception at Esmoa.
Yes.
For their Experience 11 Scratch.
Right.
Wow, that was something. Did you get down there?
We did. My wife and I actually attended. We went. I think we arrived about 9:30. Okay,
we left at 9. We left exactly 9, so we missed you. Yeah.
Right, but you remember I told you? Oh, I was going to be late. And it was supposedly closing at 10, and we got there at 9:30. Jackie, that party was still going strong at 10:30.
Oh, yeah.
When my wife and I left.
Yeah, there was quite a crowd there. I mean, it was a crush. It was a crush. I have pictures. I posted them
right.
on Facebook. Oh, my God, it was a crush. But what right. a great exhibit.
I got to meet the same artist that we met the previous time that we were there. Mm-hmm. And Gloria was there, your photographer friend.
Yes.
And she took a picture of us, and she got pictures taken. And there was this back area where they were showing, they were projecting images on the wall, and there was a lot of food, and they were serving, I think they were moonshine drinks.
Yeah, yeah.
So my wife and I had a couple of moonshine drinks, and it was just, wow, it was a great party.
Yeah, it was a great party. We pulled up, it was funny, we pulled up to the valet right in front.
Right.
And literally, I'm literally getting out of the car, and these flash bulbs are going off, and I'm looking, and it was Gloria, because Gloria photographs all their events, and I was like, oh, God, this is silly. I was like, you know, wait for an actual celebrity.
Right. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The exhibit was amazing, but I have to tell you, I remember talking to one gentleman from GRI, from the Getty Research Institute, mm-hmm. and he told me he had not seen that many Getty Research Institute, like, people at a party ever.
Yeah.
That they were there. Everyone was there because they all felt like, okay, well, this is cool. I don't have to, like, you know, I can dress up or down or anyway, sideways for my boss. I don't have to dress up for my boss or whatever.
Right. This was actually going to be a party. It wasn't going to be some stuffy museum thing or, you know.
Exactly. So there were a lot of Getty Research Institute people there, and that was cool.
Yeah. Did you walk through the whole facility? Because
yeah.
that's the first time I've ever done that. They opened up the entire facility, including the back lot.
Yeah.
Which they had closed off, you know, they didn't park cars there. They had a bunch of food and stuff out
yeah.
there.
Yeah. 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 We did the whole facility downstairs. We didn't go upstairs. There were people partying upstairs too.
Yes. There's a rooftop deck.
Oh, we didn't do the rooftop deck. I wish I had, but my wife, you know, she was like, I'll do this thing, but I don't want to go up there. So, because there were weird people up there dancing to their own kind of music.
Yeah, we went up there. We went up
okay,
there and
fine.
For a while. Yeah, we checked out everything, the back lot, the upstairs, the yeah. the artist residence.
Yeah.
On the second floor.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
They have literally a residence for in-house artists. On
okay.
the second floor.
Okay.
And it looks like, you know, they cleaned out most of their, or maybe there's nobody in residence right now.
Right.
But it was like, you know, there was a bed in one room and there was a kitchenette over here and, you know, a little living area. And I mean,
okay.
it didn't look like anybody was living there now, but it was the first time I got to see it.
Wow. Okay, cool. And of course we need to encourage people to go. This is it is the most amazing exhibit of the art form I just say mural painting.
It's graffiti. It's graffiti.
Graffiti. Modern
yeah.
graffiti. But
graffiti is not a bad word in this situation.
But it's almost like if I call it graffiti, then people will go and they will be like, oh, you're crazy. This is fine art. Well, you're going to find out what graffiti is really like.
Yeah.
If you go there. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's an amazing show, and just, I think, something that everybody can relate to.
Right. Of course, and we don't want to miss mentioning, at least, that there are some amazing books from the 15th century there.
Right.
The book that inspired this whole kind of collaboration is called Liber Amicorum. Book of Friends, and it's a book of artists getting together, and it's an illustrated manuscript from the 15th century called the Book of Friends, Liber Amicorum, and a new book by these new artists, 150 graffiti artists, was created to commemorate this book from the 15th century, and then after that happened, then this concept of a gallery showing came up, and it's just amazing.
It is. The L.A. Liber Amicorum. Yeah.
Yes.
The L.A. Yeah, the L.A. version. So, yes, everybody, maybe this weekend, stop by. Check it out.
Yeah.
SMOA is located at 208 Main Street in El Segundo. That's the El Segundo Museum of Art. Go down there, have lunch, take a stroll to the museum, test drive an electric bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in El Segundo these days.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway, so that was what I did last weekend. What did you do anything else?
Last weekend. Well, I don't think it was last weekend, but it's kind of a blur. My son's back home after college. So,
will all the kids be in-house for Father's Day?
I don't think so. I think my middle daughter is back. She's still in Sacramento.
Okay.
Davis, actually. She's living in Davis, working in Sacramento at Sacramento State. My middle daughter, Olivia, is the co-head coach of the women's varsity crew team at Sacramento State.
Oh.
So that's what she's doing right now, and she's enjoying that. And
we just team.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's she's loving being a coach, and she was a crew member at UC Davis, and now she's a coach.
Cool. All right. So anyway, so what's coming up this weekend? Today is Thursday.
Right.
Okay. Support local merchants and get a jump start on the weekend at the Downtown Torrance Marketplace. Every Thursday, Old Town Torrance takes to the streets with gifts, arts and crafts, jewelry, clothing, food and produce, antiques and more. The weekly event features live music, tastings, and product demonstrations from over 30 vendors and runs from 3 to 8 p.m. Downtown restaurants and shops stay open late with sidewalk sales and marketplace specials, and there is plenty of free parking. The Downtown Torrance Marketplace is located at Sartori and El Prado in Torrance. For more information, you can visit the Facebook, www.facebook.com/Downtown Torrance Marketplace. They do that every Thursday.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
We love that. Downtown Torrance area is just beautiful.
Yeah, they've done a nice job of, you know, fixing that up. It's a neighborhood.
That's right. It's also Sartori and Torrance Boulevard is the location of my favorite piano store.
Oh, right. I've heard of this piano store. That's right.
Ahns. A-H-N-S. Ahns. It's very interesting piano store.
How often do you hang out in this piano store?
Well, not that often. I mean, we bought a piano, oh my God, a long time ago. And we enjoyed the experience a great deal and have since been back maybe a couple of times. Once with a friend who was looking for a piano, and we said, hey, you know what? There's only one place in the South Bay that I really know. They sell pianos. They have them in stock. You can actually, like, browse, like going to a car dealership.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Pianos. Ahns Pianos. A free ad for Ahns Pianos. A-H-N-S.
There you go. If you're looking for a piano, that's where you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you can start your weekend later this afternoon, as we said, the Downtown Torrance Marketplace. And this is the second Friday of the month, which means, you know what that means, walk in, dance out, host Swing and Sway at the Joslyn Center in Manhattan Beach. That's tomorrow, Friday, June 13th, from 8 to 11 p.m., if you've ever dreamed of tripping the light, fantastic, this is your chance. The South Bay Ballroom dancing community is extraordinarily welcoming and encouraging. So even if you're a beginner, you'll have plenty of opportunity to practice your moves. Walk-In Dance Out offers dance instruction at several locations through the South Bay, and many of the students and instructors attend this monthly event, and they're delighted to share their knowledge and expertise. Have you ever done that, Joe? Have you ever done anything like it? Not necessarily just this walk-in dance.
Yes, we have, actually. We actually took dance lessons at, it was in El Segundo, and it was at the Hacienda Hotel.
Oh, did you do the tango?
Yes. Well, yeah. No, I don't know. It wasn't tango. I think it was line dancing that we took years ago. But you know where I'm speaking of. They have a dance floor.
Yes.
Large dance floor in their lounge area, and they have classes there of all different kinds. And we took dance lessons there. But I'm willing to go to the Joslyn Center.
Well, no, I was just asking you that because, you know, things like this, you know, dancers, they're not shy about going up and asking you to dance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like this could be the first time you could go in by yourself. You don't get to stand in the corner and be a wallflower. You know, like people are like, let's dance. You
right.
know,
right.
I don't think it's quite like anything. I can't think of anything else that's quite like that experience, you know.
Right.
They're very generous, you know, or maybe they just want to show off their moves. Who knows? but it's a lot of fun, you know. If you go to an event like this, you're going to dance.
Right, right.
You know, this one in particular, the cost is $10 per person, and they have light refreshments and a no-host bar. And the Joslyn Center is located at 1601 Valley Drive in Manhattan Beach. For more information, visit the website at www.walkindanceout.com. That's all, you know, all one word, walkindanceout.com, or call 310-373-8487. Go and trip the light, fantastic.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, of course, every Friday night through October, one of our favorite events.
Ah, Cruise at the Beach.
Right. That's right. It happens every Friday night through October, with vintage automobiles on display in Ruby's Diner parking lot from 4 to 8 p.m. Enthusiasts are encouraged to bring their hot rods, street rods, and muscle cars and strut their stuff. The evening also features trivia, trophies, and a raffle. Mm-hmm. Ruby's Diner is located at 245 North Harbor Drive in Redondo Beach. And if you wish to display your car or require more information, you can contact our friend Larry Neville at 310-962-7438. This is one of these events that no website, you know, no Facebook page, just give Larry a call.
Right.
On his hard line.
No, it's wonderful. If there's any business people out there that are looking for a way of getting some exposure, I did that last year, and it was great run. I think he sells them in 10-week spots.
Yeah, sponsorships, not sponsorships.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's like a sponsorship. Yeah, you get your name on a trophy that's handed out for best in show that one of those 10 weeks, mm-hmm. and you get to talk it up. You can give yourself a commercial. Once
didn't
or
you
twice.
Go down there? Didn't you set up a pop-up tent and
yes.
have, like, when you did that last year?
Yes, that's exactly how it works, and it was great last year. And you know, we're going to get into some kind of a marketing plan on the beach this year, so maybe I'll do it again.
It's a fun event. It's you know, Larry and his cohorts, they're a fun bunch, and we've talked about this before, and we're going to talk about it again. When the cars start streaming in earlier than 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, people start coming in 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. You know, they already tape off the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And people start coming in early, and all these, you know, there's hundreds of cars. There's hundreds of cars at this thing every week.
Right.
And when they're done, all the festivities are done, all the raffles are done, and they all rev their engines and drive out of that parking lot. Oh my God, it's so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is amazing, and actually, you know, it deserves to have a wider sort of audience. I mean, someone from Ion LA or something like that should come and do a piece on that. Yeah,
I'm sure at some point over the years they must have. They could do it again, that's for sure.
Yeah,
but it's so funny because, you know, it's every week, and sometimes I forget about it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But then you see all these cars driving around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, on Fridays, it's so funny. On Fridays, you see all of these vintage cars drive. Just, you know, they're driving around. They're down here doing stuff before they go to the show.
Right.
And then I say, oh, must be Friday, Ruby's.
Right. Right.
Right? Right?
Yeah, great. Wonderful.
Yeah. So, cruise at the beach this Friday. And speaking of the Redondo Beach Marina Pier area,
yes,
they're doing something for the first time this year. Have you heard about the movies on the boardwalk?
I haven't yet. I'm very interested.
Yeah, the Redondo Beach Pier Association hosts movies on the boardwalk at the Redondo Beach Pier every Friday in June.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night, Friday, June 13th, they're screening Soul Surfer. These events are free and open to the public and take place between 7 and 10 p.m. Attendees may bring low back beach chairs.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to sit too high so that you don't block anybody's view. And for additional information, you can visit the website at www.redondopier.com. And the Redondo Beach Pier is located at the end of Torrance Boulevard, west of Pacific Coast Highway. I think that's something they're going to be doing. They're only doing it for the month of June this season.
Right, right.
But I have a feeling this could be huge.
I love the idea. Now, where exactly are they screening the film? Do you know?
Well, they say on the pier, so I'm guessing it's right. The same place they do the live music.
Okay.
You know, they do live concerts on, was it Thursdays and Saturdays?
Right.
They haven't started yet. They start 4th of July weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then every Thursday and Saturday, they do live music on the pier. It's mm-hmm. it's right at the end, you know, where the – it's not a horseshoe anymore, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like if you were in the middle of the pier.
Right.
Right. I'm guessing that's where it's going to be.
Okay.
But it starts at 7, but I'm imagining since the sun hasn't set yet, the movie probably doesn't start at exactly at 7, right?
Right.
You know, that's probably when people start getting there and getting themselves situated in their seats and stuff.
Right.
Because you got to wait until it gets dark to show the movie, right?
Right. That makes sense. Yeah.
Last Friday, they showed The Goonies.
Oh, good.
And this week, as I said, Soul Surfer.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great film.
It's kind of a perfect location for it.
Yeah.
On the pier over the water, Soul Surfer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but since I mentioned their concert series starting next month, Terranea has already started their concert series. They started Memorial Day weekend,
mm-hmm.
and you notice that they slightly changed the name. It's now called Terranea Unplugged Summer Concert Series.
Right.
But prior to that, it was Nelson's Summer Concert Series,
mm-hmm.
and now it's Terranea Unplugged Summer Concert Series. And they happen every Friday, Saturday, and select Sundays from 5 to 9 p.m. Guests will enjoy live music in Nelson's Beer Garden overlooking the deep blue. I think they have a special menu for the Beer Garden.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's separate from the Nelson's one because it's moved. Did you go last year? Did you attend?
Yes. And you say it's moved?
Yeah, they used to do the concerts. There's a grassy area just to the left of the Nelson's entry, and that's where they used to do the concerts,
right.
Just south of the outdoor patio. You know what I'm talking about, on that grassy area? Well, last year, they built out an area to the north of Nelson's.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on the fireplace in the outdoor patio at Nelson's?
Right,
it's on the other side of that.
Okay, sure.
And it's like a beer garden now. They've
right.
got a stage, and they've got all these long picnic tables, you know, like they do, you know, Oktoberfest.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So it's a separate area now.
Okay.
And I think last weekend I heard something about a seafood buffet type thing or something. You know, they do something special each weekend, so different mm-hmm. food. So, you know, I've done that dozens of times. It's a great event Friday and Saturday and select Sundays. So if like Monday is a holiday, like Memorial Day weekend, Monday was the holiday, they would have had, you know, live music on Sunday. Labor Day, you know, falls on Monday, so they'll have music that Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know when the 4th of July happens this year, you know, so select Sundays. It's not every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's select Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
So should we do a station break?
Well, why don't we? Yes, I think it's about time.
Mm.
Who do we want to thank?
Before we get to that, how about this is the South Bay Show, if you want to
join. Yeah, of course.
that's the station break part.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. You're listening to the South Bay Show, the Jackie and Joe Show. And if you'd like to call in and talk to us and tell us what your experiences were last weekend or what you're looking forward to this weekend, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We love talking about things happening in the South Bay with those people listening to the show, so please do call in. Right now, we'd like to take a station break and thank a sponsor. Jackie, who do we want to thank?
It's never too early to begin planning your financial future. You know this, Joe.
Yes.
When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0. 0011, Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, navigating your way to financial success.
Yes.
Yes. And we do want to hear from our peeps. If anybody's out there listening, give us a call.
Yes, we do. 714-242-5288.
Yeah.
Come on down.
So you know what else is happening this weekend that
what?
Only happens once a month?
What?
The lighthouse, the Point Vicente Lighthouse, is open for free tours this weekend.
Right. Oh, that's this Saturday, the first Saturday of the month?
It's actually
second Saturday of each month. Okay.
The second Saturday of each month, except in March. Don't ask me why. I don't know why, so don't ask. Yes, if you've ever driven along the coast of the Palos Verdes Peninsula, chances are you've caught a glimpse of the Point Vicente Lighthouse. Built in 1926, the 67-foot-high tower is perched on a cliff, offering breathtaking views of the endless Pacific. The lighthouse is open to the public on the second Saturday of each month. That's this Saturday, June 14th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and admission is free. While you're there, be sure to visit the Point Vicente Interpretive Center. After climbing the lighthouse tower and touring the center, stroll along the scenic trail or relax at one of the picnic tables dotting the grounds while taking in vistas of Catalina Island and contemplating the deep blue, assuming the June gloom lifts.
Yes.
If it doesn't lift, you're not going to see Catalina. pack a picnic basket and prepare for a lovely afternoon. The Point Vicente Lighthouse is located at 31501 Palos Verdes Drive West in Rancho Palos Verdes. For more information, you can call 310-541-0334 or visit the website at www.vicentelight.org. As I said, the Interpretive Center is adjacent to the lighthouse, and to contact them, you can call 310-377-5730. This is only once a month, and if it's a nice day, it's a fun thing to do.
It is. It's fascinating. Climbing the lighthouse is it's not easy, but it's not hard. It's worth it.
It's really not hard,
right?
Because there's several levels, and it's small, so you can only have so many people go up at once. So what happens is you end up stopping on each level to wait,
right,
for people to come down. And as people come down each level, you know, a handful more go up. So it's not strenuous at all.
Not at all. It's worth it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We did that. We did that a few months ago.
Really?
Yeah, John and I went down.
I got to go back up the lighthouse.
We went down with Scout.
Yeah.
We packed a picnic lunch. Well, we didn't pack a picnic lunch. We stopped. Where did we stop? We stopped someplace and picked up sandwiches to go.
Right.
And we drove down there and we took a nice walk and we ate. Mm-hmm. You know, we had the dog with us, so we walked the trail.
Right.
We sat at the table, we ate, and then we put her in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And while we walked up to the top of the lighthouse.
Right.
And I've been trying to get somebody from the organization that manages it to be on the show.
Right.
I've been trying for a couple of years. They have emails to contact us, send an email here, and nobody's ever gotten back to me. I've tried calling a couple of different numbers and but nobody's gotten back to me. Because I would love to you'll learn the history of it when you're there, but it's nice to have somebody to tell it to you as opposed to reading it in a brochure and stuff.
That would be wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know anybody?
I don't know. I don't think so, but we'll find out.
I think it's the Coast Guard that handles it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'd love to work on that because what a great historical landmark it is, and I think a lot of people would be fascinated by that.
Yeah, I would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I like to hear
go.
About that stuff. I like to hear about the ships crashing and stuff.
Oh,
I don't think
before
that happens.
Before the lighthouse or after?
Or when the lighthouse light goes down.
Oh, yeah.
When all of a sudden there's no light.
Yeah.
I think there are a couple of wrecks along there.
I think it's true, very, very true, that it's still very, very much useful for navigation.
It's a working lighthouse, yeah.
It's a working lighthouse. Lighthouses are very, very useful. As ancient a concept as they are, they're still very, very useful. Jackie, I heard something yesterday that blew my mind. You know, indoor plumbing is one of the great modern conveniences.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Indoor plumbing, running water, one of the very great modern conveniences. Do you know how old indoor plumbing, the actual flushing toilets are?
Well, wait a minute. I'm trying to think. I know the Romans built the aqueducts
right. That
brought water
right.
into the cities.
Right.
And when I was in Europe a couple of weeks ago, I know that Versailles didn't have a toilet.
Right.
Versailles did not have a bathroom.
Many, let us say Louis the 14th. Right.
Yeah, they didn't have a bathroom in all of Versailles.
Right.
There was no bathroom. But one of the palaces that I toured when I was in Munich
right.
Had a bathroom.
Right.
And one bathroom in this huge palace. Actually, this palace was based on Versailles.
Mm-hmm.
They ran out of money, though, so they didn't get to finish it, so it's nowhere near as big. But they actually had a bathroom in this palace, and I think that was... I think it was like the 1800s they built it. So I'm guessing somewhere between the first bathrooms went in somewhere between the 17th and 1800s. Is that right?
That it may be what we think here in the West. The first flushing toilets facility, indoor plumbing, apparently, and we're talking about carved marble comfortable spaces that would actually look quite modern, 2400 BC.
Wow.
China.
Okay.
China.
Of course.
2400 BC. And
we in the West have a tendency to forget about the East and what an ancient culture that is.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just, it was an illustration of, you know, there's many... I don't know. They call them the bottom billion, but in terms of the poorest of the poor that still exist today, that obviously don't have anything like flushing toilets, or you know, many of the bottom billion don't have clean drinking water. They have a lower life expectancy than, of course, the top billion, and so forth and so on. And yet these facilities have existed literally for thousands of years, and I'm reading a book called Abundance by Peter Diamantis. the founder and CEO of the XPRIZE Foundation, right near us here in Playa Vista, Playa del Rey, and it's fascinating about how we're going to have enough food to feed everyone. We're going to hopefully have enough clean water for everyone soon, and
flushing toilets for all.
Actually,
I don't know how we got on that topic, but
well, it's fascinating. Okay, you say flushing toilets. Okay, there are toilets that are going to be in production soon for the developing world, the bottom billion. This is the important part, the bottom billion, that don't flush, but they evaporate, like use heat to remove the contaminants from waste, human waste. And then after they flash fry it or burn it or whatever, or evaporate it, then they turn it into...
I don't want to know.
Okay, all right.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
There you go.
I'm glad to hear that progress is being made.
Yes.
But it's a little early in the morning for me to know what's going to be done with the waste product.
Okay.
All right. We always go off the rails. Let's get back on track.
I love it. Okay, here we go.
So this weekend, the South Bay is going to the dogs.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Doma Kitchen is hosting Pups on the Patio on Saturday, June 14th, from 5 to 8 p.m. And this is BYOD, Bring Your Own Dog.
Right.
For an evening of fun featuring special dog treats, canine art from Art Life Gallery, and food and beverage specials for the two-legged attendees. Mm-hmm. At Doma Kitchen, Chef Christina has created a globally inspired menu prepared with fresh farmers market ingredients. Have you been over to Doma yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God, Joe.
Okay, it's on my list.
Your list must be very long at this point. Doma's great. The food is terrific, and now they're open like all the time.
Yes.
When they first opened, they were only open for breakfast and lunch. They closed by 3, but now they're open till 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you have no excuse anymore.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't think you have a dog, right?
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. We took Scout over to Rock and Brews, was it Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
We went out for a walk, and then that's our new thing. We take a walk with her either Saturday or Sunday, one of those days. We'll take a walk with her and then go over to Rock and Brews, and we'll sit out on the patio, and we'll have lunch, and she'll get a Bowser beer and her own lunch.
Mm-hmm.
She had bacon this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. She loves that beer. They come out with their own doggy bowl and a bottle of Bowser beer. And they open it up for her, and they pour it into the bowl for her, and she just laps it up. Yeah, so Doma's doing Pups on the Patio.
Okay.
This Saturday, 5 to 8 p.m. Bring your dog and enjoy a fun evening, with your pet. Doma Kitchen is located at 420 North Pacific Coast Highway in Redondo Beach. They have a nice courtyard there. You can sit in the sun, or they have a big tent area. You can sit in the shade, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Pups on the Patio Saturday. And, there's a very big event happening this weekend, hosted by the Manhattan Country Club, the Manhattan Wine Auction.
Right.
It's the largest charity wine auction in Southern California. The evening features wine and food tastings, live and silent auctions, live entertainment, music and dancing, but it's sold out. So if you don't have tickets already, you're out of luck. proceeds from the annual Manhattan Wine Auction benefit the Manhattan Beach Education Foundation. That thing sells out in hours.
Right.
They announce it.
That is amazing.
Yeah, tickets go very, very fast. I've never been to that event. Have you?
No, but I'm sure it's very nice.
I think our cohort George has been to it.
Okay. Yeah.
He's donated wine to it.
Mm-hmm.
But that is quite the event. And as I said, I put it up. They sent me the press release, the announcement for this year's event a couple of months ago. I posted it on my website. The next day, I had a type in sold out. Yes, it happens very, very fast. Real quickly.
Yeah.
The South Bay by Jackie Weekend Guide, which is basically this whole show, is brought to you by Rockin' Brews PCH. Rockin' Brews PCH is proud to serve an extensive menu of casual American comfort food and over 100 craft beers in their family-friendly backstage beer garden at the beach. Now you can get all your favorite Rockin' Brews menu items, such as Asian spicy wings and the Maui Waui pizza, to go. Call in your order or stop by on the way home, and it'll be ready in minutes. In addition, Rockin' Brews is making party planning fun and easy with its new catering menu. Rockin' Brews PCH is conveniently located at the crossroads of Pacific Coast Highway and Palos Verdes Boulevard and has plenty of on-site parking. For all the delicious details, visit the website at rockinbrews.com or call 310-378-4970. And when I say they have plenty of on-site parking, I'm not kidding. You can go over there Saturday afternoon, very busy. You can always find a space in the lot. They have a big lot, yeah.
It is amazing, actually, that they have such great parking.
Yeah, I don't know many places that have that kind of parking. Yeah.
That is absolutely true.
And I know that everybody goes crazy for the Asian spicy wings and the Maui Waui pizza. You know, those are like two of their biggest sellers.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, you know, when I first started going, I discovered the Ultimate Burger.
Yeah.
And it's delicious. So every time I go in there, well, I had two items. If I was really hungry, I'd get the big Ultimate Burger.
Right.
If I wasn't that hungry, like if John wanted to go in and watch a game or something and I just wanted a nosh, I'd get the grilled artichoke.
Yeah.
But I kept doing the same thing every time. So now when I go in, I try different, I'm working hard to try different menu items.
Yeah.
And I had a new one, this weekend. I had a different burger. Oh gosh. The fireball burger, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, burger, cheese, lettuce, tomato, jalapeno, relish, avocado, and a chipotle aioli on the bun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, it was delicious.
Okay.
Hot, you know, if you like spicy hot.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, it was good.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to try different things. You can't just keep eating the same thing.
Agreed.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
Do I?
Yeah, at Rockin' Brews.
I don't have a favorite, no.
Okay. All right. Just asking.
No, that's fair.
Okay. Anyway, so there's another big event happening this week. You want to tell us about this one?
Okay. Well, I suppose you're talking about the Hermosa Beach Art Walk. Is that right?
You suppose correctly.
This is an amazing event. This is the 11th annual Hermosa Beach Art Walk on Saturday, June 14th and Sunday, June 15th. The Art Walk has grown considerably over the years and now takes place on the lawn of the community center, and that's at Pier and PCH in Hermosa, between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. both days. Now, it evolved over time. At one point, there was artwork all the way down Pier Avenue, but they've decided to concentrate on the lawn, which I think is great because that makes it, you know, much more of a concentrated event. And you see, this is true. The event features the work of nearly 100 talented artists in a variety of mediums, including photography, glass, metal, painting, ceramics, and mixed media. Attendees will enjoy live music and food for purchase, along with arts and crafts for children. For additional information, visit the website at www.hbartwalk.com and or call 310-374-0080. That's 310-374-0080. The Hermosa Beach Community Center is located at the corner of PCH and Pier. And, you know, one of the things about the South Bay in general, and, of course, Hermosa Beach, is it wasn't a very desirable place to live in the 50s and the 60s.
Even into the 70s.
Even into the 70s, yeah. It wasn't like the place where everyone wanted to live, or the homes weren't very expensive. They were cheaper because living at the beach wasn't considered all that great.
Yeah. I had this conversation with somebody recently. How for all this time, the beach cities were a quiet little out of the way community.
Right.
You know, people didn't come to the South Bay to recreate.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
For some reason, I mean, obviously the beach hadn't changed very much, and surfing was going on, and that was a craze. But it was an artist community. It was a place that people could come and live cheaply.
And a biker community.
The bikers
hung out here too.
Yeah, I guess so. Absolutely, because of course you remember Hermosa's Pier Avenue was open to car traffic. Right down to the pier. I mean, literally, almost right down to the sand.
Right. I remember that. I was living here when it was still like that.
And there were several occasions I've been told where the biker community, the Hells Angels, whatever, would congregate down there. And it was always a frightening experience for local residents when they did so.
Yeah, they hung out at several of the local watering holes.
Right.
The Hermosa Beach Yacht Club. There were a couple of places I think over on Artesia. They hung out in the South Bay a lot.
Right, Hermosa was popular because you could ride your bike, literally park right in front of the lighthouse, and go and listen to some jazz or blues or whatever was going on there, and then take off in a hail of throaty
exhaust.
Yes.
Yeah. The good old days, huh?
The good old days. I don't know. So, I think City's Health District is also having a free fitness series, Zumba in the Park. Now, I really would like to try that. Every Monday evening from June 2nd through July 28th, this weekly event will take place at Julia Field in Alta Vista Park through June 30th. Now, and will continue at an alternate location through July 28th. Now, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well,
it's
originally, the first half of it is going to be at Alta Vista. That's where it's happening for the next few weeks. And then in July, I think they switch over. And originally, somebody told me it was Jefferson Elementary School they were going to continue it at. But then somebody contacted me. Actually, one of the women that used to take my self-defense course, Nahid, she's one of the instructors, and she contacted me and said that it was going to be at a different location. So I'm not quite sure about that yet, but right now it's in Alta Vista Park, so don't worry about it.
Okay, cool. This is going to be free, public event that brings together the community, fitness, and fun. Everyone is welcome to join, and you can participate at your own pace. That's important. Registration starts at 6 p.m. with the tour. Hour-long Zumba class beginning at 6:30. All participants must sign a waiver and are encouraged to wear comfortable athletic clothing, bring a jacket in case of cool weather, and a water bottle. For more information, call 310-374-3426. That's 310-374-3426 for Zumba in the Park. Sounds fun. Or visit the website. It's just bchd.org. It's the Beach Cities Health District, bchd.org. Alta Vista Park is located at 801 Camino Real in Redondo Beach.
Yes, I've taken a Zumba class. It is fun.
Yeah.
And this is part of their ongoing fitness series. Last month they had yoga at the pier.
Mm-hmm.
In Manhattan Beach, and now they're doing Zumba in the Park, and then in August they do a boot camp.
Right.
I think that's in Hermosa. I think they're going to do that in Hermosa Beach.
Okay. Well, that's great. Monday evenings, that's convenient for us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People enjoy it. Get together and Zumba. And that's Monday night.
Yeah.
Before we get to Monday, but that's Monday, but Sunday is Father's Day.
Yes, it is.
It is. And the city of Manhattan Beach hosts an annual Father's Day volleyball tournament.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it's Sunday, June 15th. It's right. from 9 a.m. to noon.
Right.
It's at the Manhattan Beach Pier, the south side of the Manhattan Beach Pier.
Right.
And fathers and sons and fathers and daughters can go down and sign up to be in the tournament, and they have different age divisions. There's 10 and under, 11 to 14, 15 to 18, and there's a short court, you know, for the smaller people. And they have a four-person division, which is all ages, and that's on the long courts. Yeah, so Father's Day, you know, because I don't know that Father's Day is a big brunch day, right? And quite frankly, I don't know that fathers are into brunch day. And this is the way, you know, forget the ties and the grooming products this year.
Yeah.
Take your dad out down to the beach and spend some quality time playing volleyball. And it's all for fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's a recreational tournament with pool play only, and the proceeds go to Project Fatherhood. Yeah. So all participants will receive a T-shirt and other giveaways. The cost is anywhere from $50 to $100, depending on, you know, the size of your, you know, how many people you have and stuff. And for registration, you can contact the registration help desk at 310-802-5448. So that'll be a fun thing to do on Father's Day.
Okay. That
sounds awesome.
Think?
What, don't you think that would be fun? Your kids take you down there instead of getting another stinking tie?
To play volleyball. I was just thinking, I was just reminiscing. I'm looking at a picture of our family when my oldest was 10. And I would love to spend some time playing volleyball with her.
Yeah.
That would be great.
I think that's what every dad needs to do this Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so quick, you know, note, as always, check the calendar links and things to do page on my website, southbaybyjackie.com, for details on these and other events happening throughout the South Bay, and there are plenty of other things to do. All right,
yes.
It's not, you know, we only have an hour to talk about, you know, so we just highlight some of the stuff. And tomorrow morning on the South Bay show, Manhattan Beach 360.
Right.
Our guests will be James Sanders from RE/MAX, David Curry from Bank of America, and Kyle King from Shorewood Realtors, and we're going to be talking real estate.
Awesome.
Yeah. Real estate. Very hot topic in the South Bay.
It is. It's great. That's. I'm looking forward to that, actually.
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting. And tomorrow morning show, Friday show, is at 8, 8 a.m. So, the link is up on my website. You can listen live at 8 a.m. or, at your leisure. You can listen to it in podcast later in the day. If you're a sleepyhead and you don't get up that early,
right?
Whenever you roll out of bed, you can just turn on the show and listen to it.
Right.
And we want people to tune in each Friday for all the latest chamber news and events. It's not just chamber stuff. You know, our producers for the Friday show, the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce, that's why it's called Manhattan Beach 360, because they talk about all the stuff happening in Manhattan Beach.
Right. It's
so,
a beautiful thing.
I want to wish you and everybody, all the other dads out there, a happy Father's Day.
Thank you, Jackie.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I think it's going to be a good one. I'm looking forward to it. And that's our show for today, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Okay. Well, thanks, everyone, for joining us today. I hope you had a good time and you learned a little bit about what's going on, and you'll find something fascinating to do this coming weekend. Well, we'll see you tomorrow for Manhattan Beach Chamber 360. Bye-bye now. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.